The following program was previously recorded. Welcome to another edition of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Kind of you to tune in today. R3 Cubed. It's really a very interesting show. Richard III is really one of Shakespeare's most complex political villains, and people have studied him for literally for hundreds of years. Well, Sarah Lynn Brown is the director and, I would say, assembler, since Shakespeare wrote the words, but he didn't write them in this order, nor did he have three actors play the same part. Sarah Lynn Brown joins me on Live and Local. Thank you, Sarah. It's good to talk to you today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Oh, boy, this sounds fun.
Yes, it sure did sound fun. When I started putting it together, I actually started writing the script. It was the first thing that I did once Omaha kind of went down into a shutdown. A lot of my acting contracts and things were canceled, and I'm trying to find kind of a creative outlet. And I've been wanting to explore Richard III for a really long time. I thought, I believed it was politically relevant to our current political climate. And so I was like, well, how do I do it really bare bones? And I also want to have it to be a really small cast. And I was speaking to a mentor of mine, and he's like, well, there's three in the title, so you should maybe do it for three people. And I was like, that's impossible and probably what I should do. So started working on the script in March and kind of had it completed by April, and then set it aside and was like, that'll be for another time, another day. And then the Blue Barn approached me about this bonfire series that they are doing and asked if I had anything. And I had this little script waiting in the wings. So it seems like a perfect fit.
Oh, this is really something. Can you, without giving anything away, because the experience just sounds amazing. If I understand it correctly, you have three different people playing, in essence, kind of three different aspects of Richard III using Shakespeare's text that highlights those aspects, correct?
Yes, absolutely. So three actors, they play all the characters in the play, including Richard. They divide Richard amongst themselves. So that first day in rehearsal, we were speaking about like what we felt about Richard and kind of the approach that we wanted to take, and it just came really clear that they all had different lens on the character. And so it's really delightful to see them share and kind of morph out of this character, and we get to see the different aspects of a pretty complicated villain.
So using the chronology that you have created in your work, I mean, there's a certain order to it. It starts at 7 o'clock, it ends at 9 o'clock, and it goes in a certain direction. My question is, when someone early in the production is playing Richard and has some sort of character quirk or developed something in that character, did some of those things have to carry through for the other two actors?
Yeah, we started with physicality first because Richard is known for how he moves through the world physically. And so we spent the first couple of hours of rehearsal creating physicality, watching one another create our Richard physically, and then starting to kind of steal and adapt what we were doing with the character with what the other two actors were doing with keeping that in mind. So we kind of built the physicality of Richard together. And then since everyone is playing all the other parts, you got to be the scene partner with somebody else's Richard. So you got to kind of study what they were doing in specific moments. And that kind of allowed you to steal what you liked or be inspired by what other people's Richards were doing.
How great is it for these three actors to get such meaty roles? I mean, quite frankly, with three of them as the entire cast of Richard III, good gracious, there's not a stone left unturned.
Yeah, I think it's a wonderful opportunity, but also I am so incredibly grateful to have these three particular humans in the room. They are so generous and they are so curious and they're so brave in their performances that it's just been a delight to build this show with them.
How do you believe it's come together? How well do you like it, or do you see things that you go, you know what, I'm going to do a revision, and when I do?
I actually like it quite a bit. I especially like it in the Bonfire series. There's something about doing Shakespeare Under the Stars having it be a little bit chilly out, even though we are going to have delightful weather this weekend, and talking about the winter of discontent. The show is really swift. It's 55 minutes. So it kind of, you feel like the chaos and the speed and the pace of the story. And I just think I love bare bones Shakespeare. I love kind of taking everything away that distracts us from the characters and from the text. So this is a wonderful opportunity to really dig into the heart of the play.
Socially distanced, I assume?
Yes, audience is socially distanced. Everybody is masked. Even the actors outside are masked just to make sure that we keep everybody safe. We've got microphone amplification and some tech to help support the story. But everybody is as safe as possible.
R3 Cube, just at the Blue Barn Theater. If you're looking for information, go to bluebarn.org. She is Sarah Lynn Brown. She has written this piece of work. She is directing this piece of work, and this is her baby. Congratulations, Sarah. This just sounds magnificent. What a great idea.
Thank you so much.